الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed us with shoulders. And those shoulders are designed to carry weight. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with a body, and that body has shoulders. And the purpose of those shoulders is to carry weight. Every single individual with shoulders will carry weight. The only question that remains is whether they accept the weight and they do their job in carrying the weight, or whether they ignore the fact that they have to carry weight and the weight is forced upon them. The shoulders are going to carry weight. That's what they're designed to do. That's what they will do. The only issue is the response of the individual to that weight. I'll give you an example. If you go to a farm, obviously here we don't have as many farms, or actually we do, it's just not in our locality, but if you go to a farm and you see how individuals, the farmer, uses his animals, you'll see that, for example, they have animals that they use to plow the fields, they have animals that they use to turn the wheels that they have set up for whatever agricultural aspects they may have set them up for. It may not exist so much in this country where everything is so automated, but if you go in the third world, you know, I saw this when I was in Damascus, I saw this when I was in Pakistan as well. What happens is they have the farmer or the person who has some use for an animal, he puts weight on the shoulder of that animal. Now, there's actually two types of animals. Roughly grouped. There's one animal that the farmer simply brings the apparatus to that animal, and the animal knows I have to carry weight. So the animal just bends his neck down, and the farmer just puts the loop over his head, right? And then that animal begins to do what he's supposed to do, whether it's walking forward to plow the field or whether it's walking in a circle in order to run some machine. But basically the animal understands, I have to carry this weight, so I might as well accept it and do my job. Then there's another animal. That's the feisty one. The farmer brings an animal. He's dragging the animal. The animal's fighting. He's jerking. The farmer tries to put that saddle over the animal's neck, and then the animal's resisting. And even when the saddle's on the animal's neck, the animal's trying to go left, trying to go right, doesn't want to walk in the direction that the farmer wants the animal to walk in. So roughly you see two types of animals. If you sit and watch, even for half an hour, in the morning when they do this, you'll clearly see that this animal is submissive, this animal is not submissive. But the fact remains, if that farmer has an animal, then definitely that farmer is going to put weight on that animal's shoulder. That's the design of that animal. He didn't bring that animal to just wander around and show off. The purpose of that animal is to carry weight. And that animal will be strapped with weight whether the animal likes it or the animal doesn't. Now what's very interesting actually is that in the Arabic language they have names for these animals. Arabic is a very beautiful language. They have so many different words for various categories of things. For example, there's 16 or 17 words for sword. Depending on the way the handle is, the way the blade is, etc. There's so many different words for sword. So similarly, there's many different words for animal. Now, what's unique is the name that they give to the animal who bends his neck forward the moment that the strap is to be placed on him. And that animal, what do they call? Call that animal Muslim, the submissive one, Muslim. Now, what's the definition of that animal? What's the characteristic of that animal? That when the farmer assigns that animal to put the straps over his shoulder, the animal just Muslim, he submits, he bows himself down and allows that weight to come on his shoulder. And then when it's time to work, he just does his work. He knows he has to do it. SubhanAllah, these are animals. and we are animals. And the exact same situation exists within us. Allah created these shoulders to carry weight. And there is no way any of us can avoid that. Everybody in this life carries weight. They carry the weight of difficulty, they carry the weight of hard work, they carry the weight of toil and trouble. That's how we're designed. This is a field. This whole earth is a field. And now we have to drag this plow through the field. That's the definition of life. And these shoulders are meant to carry weight. The only issue is how we respond to that weight. So there's one group of people who, subhanAllah, are also named Muslim. They submit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns them weight. And what did they do when it comes time to receiving that assignment? They bend down and they accept that weight. And then when it comes time to dragging that plow, they drag that plow forward. That's the Muslim. Submits to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns to them. And then there's another animal, right? Weight is being placed on them, weight is being placed on them, they don't want to carry the weight. Now, those are the non-Muslims. They don't submit to what their shoulders were designed to do. Now understand that the other thing that's important in this analogy is that if you see the farmer, the way he treats the animal, he only puts one responsibility on one animal at any given time. For example, if you go to a farm, not here, but if you go in the third world, quote unquote third world, you'll see that there are different uses for animals. For example, they'll strap a plow on the back of the animal, and then they'll have that animal drag the plow across. Okay, so that's one type of responsibility that an animal might carry. Similarly, they have animals that they strap the leather straps upon them, and they make them walk in circles, and that circle drives a wheel. And that wheel is connected to a pump, and that pump irrigates the field. Okay, so that's another use. Now, if you sit down, and there are other uses as well, but if you sit down and watch the way the farmer deals with the animal, one principle is also very apparent. An animal only carries one weight at one time. If the animal is assigned to plow, then that day that animal plows. Okay, it's not that the farmer straps a plow on one shoulder and straps the irrigation wheel on the other shoulder, right? At any given time, the shoulder is only designed to carry one weight. And the farmer knows that, and the farmer deals with the animal in that way. SubhanAllah, it's the same with human beings. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. A soul does not carry a weight except what it can carry. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never burdens a soul with two burdens at any time. That's also a very interesting hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never burdens a soul with more than one burden at a time. Meaning, at any given time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to place a responsibility on these shoulders, is going to place some sort of struggle on these shoulders. But it will only be one struggle at any given time. Alright, so maybe it might be some difficulty arises in a person's life. Somebody in their family develops some sickness. Alright, pretty much you can say, if you see that an individual is very, very occupied with that illness, for example, let's say that their mother becomes ill and they occupy themselves by serving their mother, you can pretty much guess that there will not come another trial on that person. Not while this trial is going on. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only places one burden on one shoulder at a time. Okay? Now, when you understand that, then there is a principle that the salik derives from that observation, based on the teaching of our mashayikh. And that is that if you know that there's always a spot that needs to be full, okay, this is a void. It will always be full. It never exists empty. So now you have a choice. Either you simply ignore the responsibilities and have those responsibilities whipped upon you, have the realities of life whipped upon you, or you fill that spot yourself. How do you fill that spot yourself? You busy yourself in the struggle to raise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. You take that responsibility and you put the strap on your own neck. Okay? Now, if you make your day and your night, if you make every breath Okay? If you make your desires, your dreams, your aspirations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, then that will be the only responsibility that will fall upon you. So now you saved yourself from so many other strange and unique difficulties that have arisen in our time. Alright? And subhanAllah, that's exactly the situation. In this day and age, some difficulties have arisen that no one had ever heard about 100 years ago. And that's actually the nature of difficulties. If a person tries to fight difficulty and tries to remove those difficulties without accepting responsibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just continues to cycle the difficulty upon them. Now imagine that in this day and age we have such advancement. Okay? People had a difficult time in life 200 years ago to wash their clothes. Right? Now if you would have told somebody 200 years ago that one day there will come out a washing machine, and that washing machine will mean that you won't have to go all the way 1 mile to carry water on your back and walk all the way back to your home and wash those clothes with your hands, that thing that took you a whole day, they would say, wow, if I had that in my life, I would have no problems. Okay, now everybody in America has a washing machine and everybody in America still has problems. Everybody in the world base, I mean, how many people throughout the world have washing machines and still there's problems? Okay? Now if you would have told somebody there will come a day, 200 years ago you would have told them there will come a day where you won't even have to ride your horses if you want to travel far. You'll simply get on a plane, it will fly through the sky, and you'll end up 12 hours later wherever you want to be. If you want to go for Hajj, you could be there in 15 hours. People would have said, subhanAllah, if that existed, then there would be no problems in life. And now look, people go to Hajj and they're complaining. At Hajj, people are complaining. Right? What's going on here? Why can't I get through this faster? How come this wasn't this way? SubhanAllah. Because actually you cannot avoid difficulty. We might be able to advance ourselves and quote unquote make ourselves more advanced, but in the end that can never be avoided because the shoulders were designed that way. That's our design, it's our destiny that in this life we will carry weight on our shoulder. But I'll tell you one thing that I've clearly seen throughout my experience of people, with people of righteousness, is that those individuals that took on the responsibility of the deen, right? They saw that this deen is at one place. It's at in one state at a given time. And that the people who are following this deen, they need this much in their reformation. And they take that responsibility on their back to reform themselves, to make themselves as good of a servant as they can be, and then to work around their surroundings, whether it be their family, whether it be their community, whatever responsibility comes upon them. Those people have a very unique life in that they don't have other problems. And the problems that do come upon them, they're very quick in passing and very easy to handle. I've seen this in many, many cases, meaning those people with sincerity who really submit themselves fully, not partially. If you put a partial weight on your shoulder, there's still room for a partial weight. If you have to carry 10 pounds on this shoulder, you make 1 pound deen, and you make 9 pounds dunya, then 9 pounds of dunya are going to keep weighing you down. Okay, now you can't say, well, what's going on in my life? You know, once in a while I come to the masjid, once in a while I make myself submit, and now I still have all these problems. But that's because we didn't fill all the spots. You have to fill the 10 pounds of weight. But I'll tell you, one of the common things that arises in an email, right? People say, I have problem A, I have problem B, I have problem C, I have problem D. What should I do? Actually, the answer is not to address problem A, B, and C, and D. Because if you address problem A and you solve it, problem B is waiting. It's waiting to fill that spot. And even if you address problem B and solve it, problem C is waiting. Actually, the solution to problems is to make yourself fully available to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. By following his sharia, by submitting to the sunnah of his messenger, by making every single ounce of your effort to raise his great name and to teach other people to do so as well. To be as good as you can in your submission to Allah, and to bring as many people into this bounty as possible. Now when an individual takes on that responsibility, then all of a sudden all of these other difficulties, they evaporate. Not to say that life isn't difficult. By definition, there will come trials, there will come tribulations, but they'll be very quick and very passing and very easy to handle because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when an individual faces him completely and doesn't like it when then something distracts him. If an individual is 100% faced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, They're, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then some difficulty comes on them so that they have to turn away 5%. It's Allah's deepest desire that that person return their attention to Him. And so what does He do? He solves their problem very quickly, very easily, in the most beautiful way. And in fact, uses the problem to make that person's focus deeper towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib. Actually, Allah uses that problem to remind that person and to strengthen that person in their resolve to praise and raise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great name. So it's a very, very simple equation for us. Right? Take the responsibility of the deen upon our shoulders. Right? Become Muslim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's leather strap. And simply do the job that we're supposed to do, and that's the solution to so many of our problems. It's actually the solution to life. Right? It results in a much easier life in this world. And in the end, it results in permanent bliss in the hereafter. Which is exactly what happens. Now you see the other thing that's beautiful. That when an animal is very submissive to the farmer develops a very deep love for that animal. Now initially the farmer bought the animal to do what? To simply plow the field. And if that animal is a very submissive animal and does their job well, then that farmer develops a very deep relationship with that animal. They come and they pet that animal. They give that animal water. They're very careful about the food they give that animal. They're very proud of that animal. They take care of that animal. Same thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a human being submits the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires him to submit or her to submit, then we know from hadith that they become, right, Allah becomes the hand by which they move, etc. You've heard that hadith, how close someone can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it all is boiled down to being submissive to Allah. You cannot go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dictate what you want to do. That here I want to do this, I don't want to do that, I want to do this, I don't want to do that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that person when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the rope of the sharia and places the responsibility on that person, they don't even ask what the job is. They put their head down and they bow and they accept that rope over their neck. And then they just walk straight. They don't look to the left, they don't look to the right, they don't worry about what the other animals are doing. They just walk and walk and plow. And that's our responsibility. Right? Take the responsibility, don't worry about what other people are doing. Look down and walk forward. That's the straight path. No need to be distracted, no need to worry, no need to think about the other things that are going on around us. Simply accept the responsibility and do what we're told to do. Very, very simple. Now, the individual who does that, they'll find that there is a very, very unique relationship that develops with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way that farmer comes and pets that animal once in a while to see how he's doing. The same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and pets that person's soul once in a while to see how they're doing. The same way that that animal provides then, that farmer provides rizq from where that animal would not expect. The animal expects to eat in the morning and expects to eat at the night. And then that farmer comes and provides an extra drink of water when the animal did not expect. In the same way, when a person becomes that submissive to Allah, then their rizq starts coming from very ajeeb and unique places. Their pleasure and their relationship with Allah comes in the most ajeeb and unique ways. So that actually is the power. That's actually the blessing that exists in that relationship. And then in the end, when the animal finishes the work of the day, what happens? Then they get rewarded. They receive their reward, right? And they enjoy their reward. So in the same way, that's exactly what's been set up for us. We finish the work of the day. This life is exactly that. It's a sunrise and a sunset and it's done. Seems long, it deceives us in that it's some sort of permanent place. It's a sunrise and a sunset and we're done. So what happens? We work a little bit while the sun is rising. We take a short break. We continue to work until the sun sets. And then once the sun sets, it's time to receive the reward. So what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides that reward in Jannah for the person who accepts this simple responsibility. So what? They get the benefit of a relationship with Allah in this life. And they get the benefit of permanent blessings in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who bend down their necks and accept the responsibility that He places upon them. And may He make us among those who become the most treasured of His servants. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.